Welcome, everyone, to Dirt Doctor Radio. There'll be no greenwashing here, just accurate advice on products and techniques that are healthy to use, save money, are really good for the environment, and just work better in every way. Tips and suggestions from the listeners are encouraged, so call us today at 866-444-DIRT. That's 866-444-3478. Now it's time to learn about what truly is green living. Here he is, the Dirt Doctor, Howard Garrett.
Thank you, Logan, and welcome, everybody. It's time to talk some gardening, some landscaping, some pest control, and give me a call, like Logan said there, at 866-444-3478. We'll work callers in as I go through the things that I need to start the show with, and we'll have some fun talking about whatever you would like to discuss. SPCA report, let's get going with that first. Doug and Estella from previous shows were adopted. Thank you for that. Brownie Smurf still waiting for his forever home, and this week's dog is Remy. They gave me another pit bull to help with, pit bull mix. And I got to have a meeting with him and see why I have become a one-breed guy here. Delighted to help with whatever they need. But this is the Janrice Jones Animal Care Center in Dallas. And Remy, 1.5-year-old pit bull mix, and sounds like she's great. She's a good-looking dog, dark color. I didn't look on. I just got a printout. I'm not sure what the color is. Looks like it's dark gray or black. Foster mom says she's a perfect pup. Will snuggle up right next to you on the couch in bed. Very good at making friends. She likes all dogs and humans that she's been around. Sounds like a good one. Good pickup there. Remy, take a look at our website, dirtdoctor.com, and the SPCA button there. This report brought to you, as always, by Espoma, especially the Espoma Garden Tone products. These products, these Espoma products in general, are great. They're organic across the board. And they're good for you, good for your pets, running around in the lawn, good for the turf, good for all the landscaping in general. You can find out more about the Espoma products by going to espoma.com. It's E-S-P-O-M-A, espoma.com, and their Garden Tone product in particular. Take a look at that. I think if you try these products, you'll be delighted. One of the nice things about it that is a big deal. One of the most, if not the most common question that I get is the organic program that you recommend and advise people on. It sounds great, but where do you find these products? Well, the Espoma products are available in hardware stores and feed stores, farm stores, garden centers, retail places across the board, across the country. And that's a big deal. So those of you listening to me, and we have listeners from coast to coast and border to border, the Espoma is a good tip for you. Let's talk about the newsletter a little bit, the one that just went out. Those of you realizing that I was late, you're right. We got it out just yesterday. We're already getting some interesting feedback and from a couple of standpoints. It was it is a newsletter about ladybugs. And, you know, we've talked about ladybugs a lot, and we have information about ladybugs on dirtdoctor.com. But this is a little bit of a different angle. It started here a few weeks ago because some pretty recent publication and some websites related to it, and I think it was on social media as well, talked about the fact that there's this beetle, this lady beetle, and it's not a ladybug. I've written a column for the Dallas Morning News. My thoughts, a little stronger thoughts, are in it that are on than are in the newsletter, really. they're two completely different avenues. But the column I wrote was a rebuttal of this information that's out there saying that this is a pest, this Asian lady beetle. We talked about it briefly on the show, I think, last week, and I've talked about it with Bob Webster on his show a couple of times. The Asian lady beetle is a ladybug, just like our convergent ladybug that is native here. And it's very beneficial, eats pest insects, primarily aphids, but it'll eat other insects as well. And there's just a bunch of goofy things about this Asian lady beetle. It basically, some of the things that have been written basically say it's not a ladybug. It's a destructive, damaging bug. It'll bite you, which is true. If you let them crawl around on your neck, like I did one time for a photo shoot, any ladybug will bite you. It doesn't hurt real bad. They'll just give you a little nip, especially on tender parts of your skin. But all of them, every one of them will do that. It's not just the Asian one. The difference about the Asian, it actually came in the 1960s. It was imported. It was imported as a pest control, as some of the other ladybugs are too. When you read the newsletter, you'll see one other one specifically, at least a couple others were imported and have done a very good job. This one has been, by a lot of people, put into a pest category because it comes in the house. It comes in the house, especially in the fall and the winter. It seems to love light colors. It's attracted to light-colored walls and illumination, things like that. And we started seeing this, I don't know, 20-something years ago, maybe 30-something years ago, and never considered it to be a big problem. We'd just scoop them up, throw them outside. If people have a whole bunch of them that become a problem for some reason, you can vacuum them up. That'll kill them probably as you obviously suck them into a vacuum cleaner. But they're not a huge pest. One interesting thing that happened not too long ago is we had a company approach us about advertising their pest control products. I don't think anything's happened about it. Doug is talking to them on a continuing basis about it probably. But one of the products in their line was specifically for controlling the Asian, Harmonia is the genus, lady beetle. You know, which I think is kind of bizarre. Spraying anything to kill it, even if it's an organic product, I don't get at all. One of the other negatives that's mentioned about the Asian lady beetle is that it will attack fruit. I have a photograph in the newsletter that you'll see of a ladybug in a hole on a peach. But what I think has happened on that, and a couple of my organic buddies and I've had some conversation about this, some people think that it is possible if they get hungry enough, that if there's not enough aphids around, they will dig through the skin of a peach and eat some of the fruit. I don't believe that. I think what happened was that some other insect created the hole, or a bird pecked it, and then the Asian lady beetle opportunistically went in the hole and liked the sweet taste of the peach. At any rate, we've never seen any damage other than just a tiny little thing here and there. So if you get the newsletter, you will have seen some of this. If you don't get the newsletter, you can sign up for it. It's free. It comes out weekly, electronically. It's not a paper newsletter. We had somebody ask, they signed up and said they hadn't seen one yet, and I was a little bit suspicious that they thought it came out in paper, which it doesn't. It's an electronic newsletter. But what I did, and I actually learned some stuff doing this. It was a fun little project. We covered the seven most common ladybugs. Lady beetles and lady bugs and lady bird beetles, by the way, are all the same thing. But there's different species. There's quite a number of species that are around the world. But the seven that we have in the United States that are the most common are what I covered. Convergent lady beetle is our native, the converging white lines on the back of the shield behind the head called the pronotum. The ash gray ladybug, the twice-stabbed ladybug, mealybug destroyers, the pink-spotted ladybug, and then the seven-spotted ladybug, which I've seen a whole bunch of times, and I didn't realize exactly what it was, and the Asian lady beetle, the one that I've been talking about here. The newsletter shows all that and has one sentence about each one of them. It shows the adult. You can click on each one of those, and it takes you to a more detailed explanation about each bug. And if you click on the big yellow button at the end, it takes you to the complete website address entry that covers all of them. We'll talk about it more when I come back. I'm Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor. More about ladybugs right after this. Lava sand is a critical part of my organic recommendations for bed preparation and general soil improvement, especially for farms and ranches. I have found a high-quality lava product with significant paramagnetism. It's American Rio and their Maverick Lava Sand Soil Amendment. It'll dramatically improve your soil and increase plant production.
It can now be delivered directly to you by tote. Call Sean at 405-426-7752. That's 405-426-7752. Or go to AmericanRio.com.
The future of holistic health is here. Possessing the power to maintain wellness at the cellular level, RegActive is a revolutionary and remarkable new supplement that will transform the future of preventative and restorative health. RegActive features the innovative probiotic strain ME3, a patented probiotic with over 20 years of research proven to naturally stimulate and produce glutathione, the body's master antioxidant. Glutathione is used by all of our cells, especially in the fight against free radicals, environmental toxins, and the effects of aging. Our levels of glutathione decrease dramatically as we age, leaving us very vulnerable to age-related health issues. Revolutionary, remarkable, RegActive. RegActive is from Essential Formulas, renowned for introducing Dr. O'Hara's probiotics to the United States 15 years ago. Look for RegActive at Vitamin Shop, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide where Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are sold.
Espoma Organic Garden Tone is a great product. It's specifically blended for organic vegetable gardens. Its all-natural formula contains Biotone, a blend of organic ingredients that supply major nutrients and trace minerals for a strong, healthy soil and mouth-watering vegetables. Of course, these products are safe for people and pets. You can visit Espoma.com for a retailer near you. These products are sold all across the country. Espoma, a natural in the garden since 1929.
Roses are our best medicinal and culinary herbs. They should be grown organically because when roses are loaded with toxic pesticides and other chemicals, the natural benefits of roses are squandered. Rosehip tea or using rose petals in teas or salads is a good idea if the plants haven't been sprayed with synthetic poisons. For the best results with roses, plant well-adapted roses for your area. Roses on their own roots are often the best choices. Planting, watering, and feeding instructions for roses can be found on the homepage of DirtDoctor.com. Click on Organic Guides and look for the Organic Rose Program. For disease control in general, spray roses with Garajuice Plus and BioWash or garlic pepper tea. For insect pests, spray essential oil products, Garajuice Plus and BioWash. Dust if necessary with natural diatomaceous earth. For thrips, apply beneficial nematodes to the soil in early spring or when foliage begins to grow. To learn more about growing roses the natural way, go to DirtDoctor.com.
Here are some myths and truths about healthy eating. Myth: vitamin B12 can be obtained from certain plant sources such as blue-green algae and soy products. Truth: vitamin B12 is not absorbed from plant sources. Modern soy products increase the body's need for B12. Myth: animal fats cause cancer and heart disease. Truth: animal fats contain many nutrients that protect against cancer and heart disease. Elevated rates of cancer and heart disease are associated with consumption of large amounts of processed vegetable oils. Myth: children benefit from a low-fat diet. Truth:
Children on low-fat diets suffer from growth problems, failure to thrive, and learning disabilities. Visit howardgarrett.com for more information on living a healthier lifestyle and for finding great natural organic products.
The Medina Corporation, led by Stuart Frankie and his family in Hondo, Texas, has been helping farmers, ranchers, landscapers, and homeowners with quality soil building products for a long time. Medina produces quality liquid and dry fertilizers and soil amendments. Medina Soil Activator works by stimulating the soil biology and roots to help plants all season long, whether it's landscaping, grasses, trees, herbs, or vegetables. Medina products can help you spend your budget wisely, increasing production and treating the environment right. All the Medina products are free of toxic chemicals. The commercial version of Garrett Juice Plus is made by Medina and available in sizes from quarts to large totes. For proper care of your lawn and garden, Medina is the choice. Ask for Medina at your local hardware, nursery, or feed store. Medina Natural Organic Products, 50 years young and still environmentally friendly. MedinaAg.com.
Compost is nature's own living fertilizer and can be made at home or purchased ready to use. It can be started any time of the year in sun or shade, and anything once living, plant or animal, can and should go into the compost. The ingredients in your compost should be a mix of coarse and fine textured material to promote air circulation through the pile. Turn the pile as time allows to speed up the process. However, turning is not critical. Moisture is important. A compost pile should be roughly as wet as a squeezed-out sponge to help the living organisms thrive and work their magic. Compost is ready to use as a soil amendment when the ingredients are no longer identifiable. The color is a dark brown, the texture is soft and crumbly, and the smell is pleasant like the forest floor. Rough, unfinished compost can be used as top dressing mulch around all plantings. Finished compost is used in potting soil and bed preparation. You can learn more about composting and natural organic gardening at dirtdoctor.com.
All righty, Howard, back with you. Telephone number, whenever you want to jump in here. It'd be easiest to get in here early in the show, and then later as you hear somebody hang up, jump on at 866-444-DIRT, which is 3478. Back to the newsletter. I didn't quite finish telling you all I wanted to tell you there. All of our newsletters have some basic information, and then there's links to additional information. This one is a little different because it's about three levels deep. The basic newsletter that you get and you see on your screen, whether it's a smartphone or your computer, just has one photograph of each of the ladybugs that I covered, the adults in each case. And the name of the ladybug is a link. And so you click on that, and it goes to the library entry that gives you the complete explanation of that ladybug. And then at the bottom of the newsletter, there's a big old yellow button there. It says ladybugs. Click here for a complete library entry. You click that, and it takes you to the library entry that shows bigger pictures of the adults, the explanation out beside the photograph of the insect, the beneficial insect. And then that name is a link, too. We probably ought to put the words link on there, I guess, but most people who use computers know that. The name of the of each ladybug is a link, and it will go to the individual page for that ladybug where all the photographs are that I have. You know, we don't show them at the beginning. We don't even show them on the individual links to each bug. But if you go to that third level, it'll show you all the photographs, and it shows you the eggs. On some of them, I only have a shot of the adult. For example, there's a ladybug called the pink spotted ladybug. I wasn't even sure it was lady beetle. It's more elongated. It's really pretty, and it's considered in some websites to be the Porsche of the ladybugs because it's so fast moving and one of the most voracious of all the lady beetles. But I show photographs, especially under the Asian ladybug, of the eggs, of the pupae, of the larvae. And I've already got, and the adults, I've already got a question this morning about explaining to people that ladybugs have these different life cycles. And this one person that contacted me this morning said he had already destroyed some larvae of ladybugs, not realizing what they are. The eggs of ladybugs pretty much across the board look like little yellow footballs in a cluster. The pupae look like little aliens that are stuck to the leaves of plants. They're generally in the kind of the golden or orange category. The different species, they have different colorations and different colors in general, but they all look about the same. And then the larvae all look about the same except for one ladybug. Most of them look like little alligators. Little alligators that are gray or almost black, and they have different degrees of colorations on their back. Some have a big spot of pink or yellow or orange, and others have just little stripes. But they all have basically the same shape. They have a pointed head and a real pointed tail, and they look like a little alligator. They're about half inch long. They're more voracious and eat more pest insects in some cases than the adult. So there's more than one reason why you don't want to hurt them. Now, the one that's different is called the mealybug destroyer, Cryptolamus. A lot of people just go by Cryptolamus, the genus of the ladybug. It's bigger. It's a solid color. All these other lady beetles will have, some will have spots and some don't, and some have both. The Asian, the import from Japan, from Asia, more countries than Japan probably, you'll see when you look at the entry that some of them are solid color, some have spots, some have a few spots, some have a whole bunch of spots. But other species, like the twice-stabbed lady beetle, they all look the same. They have two red spots on the back, and that's where the name comes from. The ash gray lady beetle has about the same number of spots each time. The seven-spotted ladybug definitely has exactly the same every time, seven. And the one right behind the head looks like it would be on a cartoon in this paper where they've written what the person is saying, and it's a little bubble, and there's an arrow down to the person saying it. Well, he's got a black one of those right behind its head, the seven-spotted one. It looks like our native lady beetle, but it's even more helpful in some cases. It was an introduction in agriculture also years ago, and we cover all that stuff. So anyway, I hope that helps you wade through the current newsletter. It's called Ladybug's Newsletter. Very creative on my part to come up with such a great name. I think it'll be useful to you. We will continue to build on it because there's a lot of other lady beetles as well. They're all beneficial, including this Asian import, but you do need to know some of the things about it. One thing that the naysayers say about it is it stinks, especially when it's squashed. Got news for you. All ladybugs stink. Taste one. Wet your finger, touch the back of them, taste it. You'll see how bitter they are. Birds don't like that. I'm Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, and I'll be back right after this.
Gardeners, do you want to receive the best how-to videos for everything you need to know for successful food gardens and landscapes? This video course is taught with 15 chapters of instruction and includes a detailed 25-page study booklet. It's fun, easy, and covers organic gardening, landscaping, and farming. To learn more or sign up for the course, go to dirtdoctor.com, that's dirtdoctor.com, and click on the certification course banner.
Learn to live more natural and organic and be healthier by learning from and purchasing one of Howard Garrett's best-selling books. His natural, organic programs and pest solutions work better in every way and can save you money. You can learn about growing beautiful landscaping, delicious, healthy food crops, pet management, and healthy living. Howard's books are useful coast to coast and border to border. You can learn about the books on DirtDoctor.com and find them in your favorite bookstore.
To begin your natural organic program and get your lawn and garden off drugs, just follow Mother Nature's guide. First, stop hurting the life in the soil. Choose only products and techniques that are beneficial to the health of organisms above and in the soil. Stop using all synthetic fertilizers, toxic pesticides, and other toxic chemicals that harm living organisms. Avoid all high nitrogen synthetic fertilizers, especially nitrogen-only products. Toxic weed and feed products are the worst of all. Next, build soil health with aeration and natural organic fertilizers and amendments. And third, use native plants and well-adapted introductions. Finally, water only as needed. The organic program will reduce the watering requirements by about 50%. MoTurf is needed and mulch clippings into the lawn to return nutrients and organic matter to the soil. The natural way is fun, will save you money, and always works better in every way. After all, Mother Nature knows best. For more information about natural organic gardening, visit DirtDoctor.com.
If you're like me, balancing my blood sugar is important to me for my health and wellness, especially as I get older. I pay attention to what I eat and try to exercise daily, but even that might not be enough. So each day I take Kyolic Blood Sugar Balance in conjunction with a healthy diet, regular exercise, and plenty of rest. Kyolic Blood Sugar Balance is my trusted ally for healthy weight management, overall cardiovascular health, and immune function. Kyolic Blood Sugar Balance is a synergistic combination of odorless kyolic aged garlic extract and herbs and nutrients shown to help maintain blood sugar levels. And it's made by our friends at Kyolic, the number one best-selling odorless garlic supplement on the market for over 40 years. So join the Kyolic team. I did.
Kyolic Blood Sugar Balance is available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, GNC, and fine health food stores everywhere.
Covering the bare soil around plants is crucial, and there are several mulch choices. The best mulch for any site is shredded recycled plant material such as limbs, leaves, twigs, dead plants, bark, spent flowers, and other plant debris that grew on the property. That's the natural way. How it is done in the forest and on the prairie. Second best would be purchased shredded native tree trimmings. Third in line is shredded hardwood bark. Pine bark and cypress are not good choices. Pine bark is just bad in general. It won't stay in place and contains chemicals that hurt plant growth. Cypress doesn't break down well. Mulch should decompose to create the true natural food to feed microbes and plant roots. Pine needles are good, but look out of place if there are no pine trees on the property. Lava gravel makes good mulch and has the extra benefit of keeping squirrels and cats out, but lava gravel has its negative points. It looks harsher than organic mulches, and it doesn't break down into humus. The best commercial mulch is a mixture of compost and shredded tree trimmings. For more information on mulch, go to DirtDoctor.com.
All righty. We've got our next mystery photograph on the website on DirtDoctor.com, and somebody has emailed me. And I forgot to tell Mary Rose that this plant has more than one common name, and there's already been a correct guess on one of the common names. At least it's close enough. And we've had a couple of weeks where we haven't given out any of the classes because nobody got the mystery plant. I made them too tough, I guess. But this one we'll give at least two because there's at least two for pretty – commonly used common names. You can see it by going to DirtDoctor.com and going over there to that button on the far right and tell us what it is. The other common name, I would tell you what the one is that's already been guessed, but they'd give it away. So you'll have to come up with it on your own. Let's catch up on some phone calls here, and then when you hear somebody go away, just give me a call at 866-444-3478. Jeff in Fort Worth, Texas, listening on 660. Hey, Jeff.
Hey, Eric. Enjoy your show.
Thank you, sir.
I was going to ask you something. We've got a little small house, and we got got flower beds on the front and the side.
Okay.
Anyway, on the side of the flower bed, we've grown up some little woody plants have grown up. And my wife thinks they're coming from underneath the slab. And they're trying to get up in my brickwork and all. We've cut them back. But she thinks these things are springing up from some hollies we got in front. So anyway, if that's where they're coming from, you know, I guess it's going to be some matter. But I'm trying to figure out some way to kill them without killing the other stuff in the flower bed. I was wondering if it's something you could dial on the hems or where you cut it or something to make them die. Or you got any thoughts on that?
Well, yes, there is something you could do like that if they're big enough, Jeff. Hollies will do that. I've experienced it myself when we bought our house. 35 years ago or whatever it was, we had some big old Chinese hollies in the front, and they're the ones that are real well armed and will just tear you up, the full-size ones.
Yeah.
And they kept coming back for years. So the one thing you can do is just keep chopping them out with a little mattocks or some, you know, sharpshooter spade whenever they come up. That's certainly one thing that you can do. The other thing is if the stump is big enough, you can drill holes in it. And you can put
now, these are way too small. These are way too small for that. There's a
cluster
of them that size of pencils.
I tell you what, you might try in that case. If you could figure out a way to keep the material right there on the stump by building a little dam around where it's coming up, you could use saltpeter. Get that from the hardware store or whatever, you know, potassium nitrate, and it will dissolve the tissue, the cellulose of the plant, the shrub that's trying to grow back, and it'll kill it. It would be better if you could drill it, you know, and get it into the stem. Getting a whole bunch of it in the soil would kind of mess up the chemistry of the soil. But if you can keep it right there, concentrated right at the plant that's trying to come back, it'll definitely kill it.
Well, she's real worried. She got all kinds of, you know, flowers and junk growing there. She's really worried about killing it. I put something on that, you know, so I don't know if it's be. Well, you could keep it contained there.
If you keep it contained, I think it would work. One thing I'm just thinking out loud here you could do is take a tin can, cut both ends out of it, and jam it down over the stem. And then put that potassium, saltpeter, you know, in the container, and that way it won't be spreading out to the other plants. You could also do it with sugar. You could do the can idea again, so you keep it concentrated, and put dry molasses or any kind of sugar right there, and that sugar will start the rotting process much quicker, and that would help kill it out quick too.
Okay, well,
get you some tin cans. Whatever size you need to get over the stems you're dealing with, is just jam it right down over the top. The other thing you can do, and we've done this with poison ivy, is that you could leave one end of the can in, still intact, and jam it down over the stem and put it in the dark of the can, and that will kill it.
There you go. That's sound like a good plan.
And that won't contain, there's no contamination possibility there at all.
Just shut off the light to it.
Yep.
What are them?
Give it a try and let me know how it works, okay?
Hey, I was going to tell you, too, I put that corn gluten meal on the lawn, like you said, but I was a little late because one week you said it was last chance, and next week you said it was too late. It's working good, man. That grass is going like a
That's a good fertilizer. Yeah, it's great. It's just it's too late if, from the standpoint of being giving you herbicide effect, but you can use it as a fertilizer anytime.
Yeah, it was right on the cusp of being a little too late. You know, in that it was a spring, whatever it is there, you know.
Well, I'm glad it worked
for
you.
It worked good.
All righty.
All right, I appreciate it.
Thanks.
For the show, sir. Bye.
And that reminds me, I probably ought to say that, you know, we're in the window now for a whole lot of you out there listening to the show to plant the fall garden, even though it's still hot as blazes for a lot of you. You know, we're not that far away from the cooler weather, so getting some things going, getting some transplants planted from seed in containers or flats and making transplants and seed applications even directly in the soil. You'll have to read about the different plants, and we've got it all covered on my website on dirtdoctor.com and in my book, the Texas Organic Vegetable Gardening book. And it's good for people coast to coast and border to border. You just have to adjust the timing situations, but the basic info is good for anybody out there. But if you're planting a new bed of anything, or if it's an old bed and it's bare soil and you're planting new transplants in it, the corn gluten meal is a wonderful fertilizer for you to use, because it will get those transplants off to a really good start and keep the weed seed from germinating and being a problem in those beds. Any time of the year you're dealing with a bare bed, there's going to be weed seed laying there, you know, waiting to do what nature does, and that's grow and cover the bare soil. So the way you do it is you put your transplants in, or you can plant seed, and after the seed are growing into little seedlings, you put the corn gluten meal down. Not cornmeal in this case, corn gluten meal. It's the protein part of it. It's more powerful from a fertilizer standpoint. You put it down at about 2 pounds per 100 square feet. 2 pounds per 100 square feet, or 20 pounds per 1,000 square feet. Put it on the soil. If you rough it into the soil a little bit, that's even better. And then cover the soil and the corn gluten meal with a thin layer of mulch. Don't pile the mulch up on your transplants, on your vegetables or herbs, whatever you're planting, landscape plants too. But do cover all the bare soil, and you'll be amazed how well your new little plants will get off to a great start, and your weed problem will be kept to a minimum or zero, really. It really works well. Sherry in Grand Prairie, listening on the web. Hey, Sherry.
Hey, how are you doing, Howard?
Doing well.
Great. Well, I have a terrible problem with ants, and I've used your formula and tried to kill the mounds, but they're just out of control. I had one that got so bad it just totally overtook a plant that I had in a little tub out back, and so I totally drenched it. Well, it killed the ants there, but it also killed the plant.
Well, did you make the mound drench mixture? Is that what you're talking about?
Yes.
Okay. Well,
they just keep moving around, and I don't know what to do.
Okay, let's kind of go back to the beginning. Are these fire ants? They probably are, sounds like.
Yes.
They are fire ants?
Yes.
Have you broadcast dry molasses over the whole site?
I have, but not recently. Recently, I was putting it just around areas that they kept coming up, and then I would drench the mounds that I found.
Okay. Well, I would do the dry molasses again at 20 pounds per 1,000 square feet all over the whole property. It serves as a mild fertilizer, but the main thing is it sets up an antagonistic condition, a condition that's antagonistic to the ants. They don't like it at all, and they try to get away from it. It especially works with fire ants, but it'll work with some other ants as well. The fire ant drench, the mound drench, usually won't kill plants if you keep the orange oil to about 2 ounces per gallon. Did you go stronger than that?
Well, I don't remember because I actually drenched it several times.
Okay. Just a little bit.
It was so infested. I mean, the whole plant, it was just piled up on. It was just a huge, huge mound.
Well, what's weird is it should have killed them with one application. It's not a repellent. It's a killing kind of a thing. So anyway.
It might have, but it looked so bad I just kept drenching it.
Okay.
I probably just overkilled.
Overdid it. Well, let's try this. Somebody called in a couple of weeks ago with the idea of using hydrogen peroxide with a little bit of peppermint added to the hydrogen peroxide, and they said kill the ants like crazy. I think that was the formula that they used. If they're listening, they may call back in, because I made a note of it, and I was going to put it on the website, and I misplaced it somewhere, and I don't remember what it exactly was, but it was some kind of a mixture of hydrogen peroxide with some essential oil of peppermint put in it, and they said it killed on contact and did a beautiful job. The other thing you may want to consider long-term is going ahead and getting some beneficial nematodes and using them, because they will also help you. You couldn't do them at the same time you're doing the orange oil or the hydrogen peroxide, but at a different time they could give you help in a different way. So that would be worth considering also.
Okay. Well, could I do that at the same time I did the dry molasses?
Oh, yeah. That would be fine. The beneficial nematodes probably enjoy that.
Okay. Where can I get them?
Beneficial nematodes, you'll have, some of the retail stores keep them in stock, but for sure you can just contact one of the insectaries like Arbico or Rincon Vitova or M&R Durango. We've got a bunch of them listed on our website, dirtdoctor.com. Any insectary will sell beneficial nematodes. And
okay.
They'll ship them to you on dry ice, and they'll be perfectly fresh and ready to go. Okay?
Great. Okay, well, I'm going to try that because I am so desperate. I thought they're just way getting out of hand.
All righty, keep me posted. Sorry it's taking too long.
No, well, that's right. Okay. I'm sorry I didn't call sooner.
Okay, talk to you
All
later.
Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
And we've got an open line for you if you want to jump on here at 866-444-3478. We'll go to St. Joe, Arkansas when we come back. I've been invited to speak there, and I'm really looking forward to getting that set up and going up and meeting. We've got a bunch of listeners up there, and it's beautiful country as well. I'll be back right after this, and I'll go away.
Texas Natural Feeds offers the finest quality non-soy, non-GMO, non-medicated feeds available on the market. Their elite line of feeds combines organic alfalfa, organic kelp, yummy peanut meal, omega-3, essential amino acids, over 60 trace minerals, direct-fed probiotics, and vitamins to make tasty and nutritious poultry feeds. They also produce quality sheep, goat, pig, and rabbit feeds. Ask for Texas Natural Feeds in your favorite store. Visit their website at texasnaturalfeeds.com or call 254-829-1317 today.
Mosquitoes can transmit deadly diseases including Zika virus, West Nile virus, and dengue fever. Use Summit Mosquito Dunks to kill mosquitoes before they become disease-spreading pests. Just float an organic mosquito dunk in ponds, bird baths, rain barrels, and any standing water to kill mosquito larvae for 30 days or longer. Don't worry, mosquito dunks don't harm people, pets, fish, birds, or other wildlife. Mosquito dunks are available at fine garden centers and hardware stores.
What if you could be younger and stronger for longer? Many experts agree that regenerative medicine and stem cell therapy is the future of medicine and even your personal health and longevity. So if you or someone you know is suffering from chronic pain or dealing with other health challenges, then stem cell therapy just may be the solution. It's simple, safe, natural, effective, and affordable. So before you operate, before you medicate, now you can regenerate.
I shattered my elbow, was experiencing chronic pain. Nothing seemed to help. I said yes to stem cell therapy, and now I'm pain-free. Range of motion improved, and I'm able to do things I never could have imagined. I have my life back.
To see how stem cell therapy can benefit you, call now for a complimentary consultation, a $200 value. Call 800-705-6006. That's 800-705-6006.
It is not uncommon for the air inside a home or office to be more toxic than the air outside. This is because of the presence of toxic materials that outgas and the fact that homes and buildings are better sealed and insulated than ever before. Keeping windows open as often as possible allows fresh air in and keeps toxins flowing out. This is especially important when cleaning your home. Skip the store-bought air fresheners and instead try boiling cinnamon, cloves, or any other pleasant herbs. Also, plants may not make your house smell different, but are good for filtering contaminated interior air. Natural organic cleaning products are now on the market and are competing for that spot under your sink. They are non-toxic and they do not put off toxic gases. Visit howardgarrett.com for more information on how to live a healthier lifestyle and to find great products for your home that work well and don't contaminate the air.
Do your probiotics have baggage? They should. You see, if your probiotics do not include prebiotics as well as postbiotics, then you are missing out on a lot of healthy benefits. Most probiotic products do not contain prebiotics, their food, or postbiotics, the organic matter that promotes the long-term colonization of the good versus bad bacteria in your body. But Dr. O'Hara's probiotics does. Select live probiotic bacteria are blended with fruits, vegetables, seaweed, and herbs, and allowed to grow over 3 years to assure superior digestive and immune support. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics then combines this rich culture medium, prebiotics, and the resulting nutrients from this fermentation process, postbiotics, providing you with a superior probiotic supplement. No other probiotic can offer your body this support. So switch to the best premium probiotic on your retailer shelf today. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics, available at fine health food stores. Don't accept a substitute.
Without good health, little else matters. Good health affects weight, skin quality, teeth, hearing, eyesight, and enjoyment of life. It also affects your energy, controls your allergy sensitivities, and helps prevent the degenerative diseases like diabetes, arthritis, heart disease, Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, MS, and cancer. Here are a few ideas on living a more healthy life. Drink water from glass or stainless steel rather than from plastic bottles. Plastic, especially the soft plastic bottles, outgasses contaminants that accumulate in the body and negatively affect your health. Eat food that is grown or raised naturally and prepared with little or no processing or toxic chemicals. Exercise regularly. Walk or do more vigorous exercise on a regular basis. Work out with a partner or join a yoga, fitness, or martial arts class. Visit howardgarrett.com today for more information and products to help you live a healthier lifestyle.
Trees become infested with insects and diseases when they are in stress and sick. That's when Mother Nature sends in the cleanup crews. Insects and pathogens are just doing their jobs, trying to take out the unfit plants. Most plant sickness is environmental. Too much water? Maybe not enough water. Too much fertilizer or the wrong kind of fertilizer. Toxic chemical pesticides, the compaction of soil, and grade changes. There could be ill-adapted plant varieties, overplanting certain plant species, and creating monocultures. The Dirt Doctor's tree health plan is simple. Keep trees in a stress-free condition so their immune systems can resist insects and diseases. The sick tree treatment is basically 1. Stop using high nitrogen fertilizers and toxic chemical pesticides. 2. Remove excess soil from the root flare. 3. Apply organic amendments. And 4. Spray trees and soil with Garrett Juice Monthly. To learn more on maintaining healthy trees, go to dirtdoctor.com.
All right, Howard, back with you. Let me get my headset on straight here. Let me tell you one thing real quickly before we go back to the phones, and that is that Bat World contacted me a couple of days ago. Amanda there, the owner of Bat World in Weatherford, Texas, they do a great job with education and preservation of bats and all, and they're in a contest. It's a fundraising deal, but it's somehow somehow competitive with other nonprofits or something through Macy's department store. And she sent me the information, and I told her I'd try to help with it. And I put it on Facebook, the information, a link to it on my Facebook and also on Twitter. So if you go to Howard Garrett or the Dirt Doctor Twitter or Facebook, you'll see it there, and you can make a donation. Just any small donation would help them a lot. It's a wonderful nonprofit called Bat World, and it helps with, you know, the little creatures, the bats are very, very beneficial. We need to do a newsletter on bats in general. Probably hadn't done that in a long time. But you can make a donation, you know, as small as $5 or something, and it really help them out. So check that out, and hopefully they'll win their prize that they're trying to get, and they just need the money anyway there. Okay, back to the phones. Let me see where we are. Yeah, make sure here. Oh, got, yeah, Eugene in St. Joe. Hi, Eugene. Listening on, is it KOMT there, Eugene?
Yes. How are you doing today?
Doing well. Thanks for calling.
Yeah, you were talking about ladybugs, and I had some neighbors down here, and we've had the same trouble. In your house, sometimes they want to take up residence by the shovelfuls.
Or by
the gallonfuls. Question, how would be the best way to deter this and keep them from coming in? Because I told Logan, I said, the best thing they do is I do believe they eat, like, potato bug eggs and things like that, and they really are beneficial.
They're very beneficial. Like I've said in the stuff I've written about them, if they come in and become a problem, and they can, it's kind of unusual that they'll be coming in at this time of the year. They usually do it in the
fall and winter. It's usually a month or two from now. I mean, you know, you can tell when a cold front's coming through in the fall because they're piling in their house.
That's exactly right. The best thing to do to not kill them is to scoop them up with, a stiff piece of paper or something like that, throw them into a trash can and just take them back outside and throw them out. That takes a little time to do. The easier thing is to use a hand vacuum cleaner or use the little short attachment that you clean drapes and things like that with and just suck them into a vacuum cleaner and be done with them. That will kill them. But if they're coming in too heavy amounts and becoming a pest, just do that. There's no reason in the world to spray them. In fact, it's a really bad idea because if you spray them and they die inside the house, they smell terrible.
Yeah, my grandma used to have the problem, and she used to complain how much they smell and they bite and everything else when she gets under, you know, her light, sit there and read. But I was thinking, maybe is there, you know, they can go into such a small space, but maybe a person could hunt up and find where they're going in at, I thought, too. So
yeah, you could do that and seal things up better, you know, with putty and various sealants and all. You could also spray some orange oil around doors and things where you think they might be coming in, and that might repel them to a certain degree. But once you're vacuuming them up and shooing them back outside, they're going to go find an easier place somewhere. They're not going to continue to fight with you. We've seen them. I'll tell you how sometimes tough they are. We actually have gotten some reports from friends who had them show up in high-rise office buildings 40 feet in the air in downtown Dallas. So They're pretty determined at some time, but they are beneficial. That's the only negative about them. Like I said, the natives will bite you as well if they get on.
Right.
It doesn't really hurt. It's a mild little
nip. Yeah, I've been bit by them.
Yeah.
One of the worst places we had a building we have for hay, and we had a double wall.
Yeah.
And we had a piece of plywood on the inside, and they literally filled up the space inside. I mean, a lot of them died that winter. I guess they just got too cold, and they picked the wrong place to get into that year. It was real cold, and
maybe
they died.
So,
but there was, literally, you could fill a 50-pound feed sack full of them.
Yeah.
So, but I really like them being around. So, well, thank you, Hard.
Okay, thanks for calling. Talk to you later.
Talk to your show.
Thank you. They're really pretty too. They're as colorful as any of the native lady beetles, and they're coming all kind of colors. That's another thing that's been written that's been incorrect about them, is that they all have spots and they're orange, and that's not the case at all. They come in every color in the rainbow, almost. No blues or greens, but all kinds of yellows and reds and tan colors and things. Some have spots and some don't have spots, and some have a whole lot of spots, and some just have a few spots. The one thing that you could say that would be honestly a negative about them, there could be a case for them being competitive to a degree with our natives. But we've got other introductions as well. They're not the only introduction. You know, as you read my newsletter about the lady beetles, you'll see that there are others as well. And overall, they've all been a great help. Yeah, they need to be shooed back outside or thrown back outside or vacuumed up from time to time in some places. It's not consistent. Everybody listening to me is not going to have this issue, but some people will. I'm Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor. We'll get caught up on the calls when I come back. And then call me at 866-444-3478. The website is dirtdoctor.com.